Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Listen, here's the harsh truth. If you let fear make all of your decisions, if you decide whether or not you're going to do something based on how comfortable you are, and if you're going to let fear talk you out of doing things that you know are good for you, nothing's ever going to change for you. You're going to stay exactly where you are. You're going to stay stuck, and you're going to stay within your current reality, whatever that is. I know this because that was me for a long time. I was afraid of making certain decisions. I was afraid of investing in my business. I was afraid of doing things that ultimately I knew were good for me and good for my business, but I was too overcome by fear to pull the trigger and do the things that I knew were good for me. But I got over that, and I'll tell you how in a minute. But first, I want to tell you what's changed since then and how my life and my business has changed since I got over that fear and started making decisions from a place of abundance instead of a place of scarcity. First of all, when I committed to a plan of action and I demonstrated that commitment by spending the money required to invest in my business, everything changed. Because when you make that commitment, all of a sudden going back to the way things were ceases to be an option. You simply can't go back to the way that you used to do things, to the person that you used to be, to the way that you used to run your business, the way that you used to show up. It's not an option anymore because you've now committed to change. You've committed to a new path. And you've demonstrated that commitment by investing, by spending the money. And so now you're all in. And if you've never experienced what it's like to really be all in on a path, on a course of action, then I can't really explain it to you, except to say that the clarity that you'll find when you're all in on something is unbelievable. The clarity with which you drive forward towards your mission is something that is addictive. Once you experience that, you want to experience it over and over and over again, and you never want to let that feeling go away. That's the first thing that happened. The second thing that happened is when I decided to very seriously invest in my business, it got easier to make those decisions. That when you learn how to make decisions from a place of abundance and not from a place of scarcity, when you learn how to make decisions that are ultimately good for you, despite the fact that they're scary, and the bigger decision, the bigger the investment, the more the fear that comes with the territory, but when you get used to overcoming that fear, when you get used to staring that fear in the face and doing it anyways, it gets easier to do. That's the good news. The first time is the hardest. The second time is a little bit easier. The third time is a little bit easier. And over time, the more that you make good decisions, it gets a whole lot easier. The third thing that changed is all of a sudden, I could look my clients in the face and I could say to them, hey, I'm investing in my business. I'm doing what I know is good for me in my business. Are you? Are you investing in your business? Are you doing what you know you need to do, what you know is good for you? And it's not that I have to say that. I mean, sometimes I may say that if it makes sense, if I think it'll be helpful to the client or the prospect. But more than that, it's a state. Is that I show up and I feel congruent. I feel authentic. I feel honest. And I feel like I can act with integrity when I ask a prospect or I make an offer to a prospect to invest in themselves. Before, I felt a little bit hypocritical inside because I was asking prospects to invest in themselves. I was giving them an opportunity to change their business, but I wasn't investing in myself. I wasn't availing myself of my own opportunities. And deep down, that was a little bit hypocritical. But now that I'm routinely, not just once, not just twice, but routinely investing in my business and overcoming that fear that comes with making those decisions and that fear that never really goes away. Now that I'm better at overcoming that fear and I do it more often, I can go to my clients with integrity and speak to them authentically when I ask them to invest in their businesses. And that's really important. I was talking to a prospect just now, right before this, and she was overcome with fear, really overcome with fear. She knew she needed to join my program. She knew she wanted to work with me. I mean, she was in tears on the call because of how bad she wanted to do this. And she knew it was a good fit, and I knew it was a good fit. But she was really overcome by fear. And one of the things I said to her was, how do you expect your clients to invest in you when you're not willing to invest in yourself? You're going out and asking clients to make these big investments to improve their businesses and to put their faith in you, but you're not willing to put your own faith in yourself. And there's a massive disconnect there. And until she addresses that, nothing's really going to change. So the bottom line here is, if you're somebody who's overcome by fear, you're paralyzed by fear, I know what that's like. That was me not long ago. And we still struggle with fear. All of us do. It never goes away. The thing I want you to think about is, what's going to change? If you continue to give in to your fears, what is going to change? How are you ever going to get yourself out of that vicious cycle? I'll tell you how. It all starts with a decision. You have to make a decision to overcome your fear and to do what's good for you and good for your business. When you make that first decision, then you have momentum. Then all of a sudden, what you realize is, hey, that wasn't so bad after all. It wasn't as scary as I thought. All those bad things that I thought might happen didn't actually happen. And the next time you have to make a decision like that, you have more confidence and less fear. And every time you do that, you get a little bit better at overcoming that fear and making those decisions. But it all starts with one decision. So my question to you today is the following. What is the one thing that you know you need to do for yourself and for your business, but you're not doing because you're afraid? And how are you going to overcome that fear and do it anyways?
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.